BW, the 77%.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the show that gives you a chance to be a part of the debate among African youth. I am your host, Wanji Komora, here in Bonn, Germany. And today's program will be taking us to the land of gold, Ghana, and Kenya, where young people are discussing, is posting on social media the best way to boost your self-esteem? We'll hear how far some people go to present that alternative reality.
Sometimes we post certain things that aren't happening to us, but then to entertain people or to make people feel like you are part of them, we decide to post those things. Yeah.
Isn't that life a fake life? Oh, you can expect to hear more of that in this show. And of course, I will be checking out your comments on our Facebook page, DW Africa. So do stay tuned for that as well. If you're just joining us, welcome. Our topic is, can social media boost your self-esteem? Now, without much further ado, let's head right to the land of Chale. I mean, Ghana. DW's Isaac Kalechi is on standby. Isaac, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Wanjiku, and I want to welcome our listeners to Accra, Ghana, for this 77% debate. Is posting on social media the best way to boost your self-esteem? And I am Isaac Kalechi, your host. I will be hosting Michael Collins. I also have here Audrey Boatin and Abigail Abbey. All my panel members are young people who are working in the private sector based in Accra, Ghana. Let's first start with you, Abigail. Just share with me if you're on social media and what you do on social media.
Okay, I'm on social media, WhatsApp and Facebook. The others, I don't really go there that much. I use that to take some stress off. You know, sometimes you get too tired with life and then you would want to de-stress. So definitely go on social media to read posts and all that and de-stress. So, yeah.
I'm on social media as well, mainly to connect with people. And I feel like social media is very informative because I'm able to find out things happening around the world. Whereas if I was in my room, I wasn't on social media, I wouldn't know those things. So basically, it informs me and it keeps me entertained as well.
What about you, Michael Collins? What do you do on social media?
Well, I would say that it's more of information. That is why I'm even there, to just to get to connect to people all over the world. So it's basically more about information. That is why I personally am on social media.
Let's talk about whether any of you post on social media, and the things you post really are not what is reality on the ground. Anyone to share that experience?
Yeah, I do that sometimes to confuse. Obviously, I want to confuse people. I don't want you to know what exactly is happening with me or what's happening to me. Because even if I go somewhere, I should go for lunch at Kempinski. I won't post it today. I'll post it like next week or something. You see, do you think I'm currently there? Sometimes we post certain things that aren't happening to us. But then to entertain people or to make people feel like you are part of them, we decide to post those things. Yeah.
Isn't that lie a fake life?
No, that's not deceptive. You see, there's this deceptive one where you haven't gotten there, but then you're making people think you are there. Like you have to go and hire wigs, go and hire clothes, and have to hire a car and be like, I have to post a picture of me sitting in a G-Wagon. Meanwhile, I don't even have a bicycle. I won't do that. That's a different thing. But then some of the posts, like some funny posts that just, it's not real yet. That I can say we post, but not like fake life, no.
Do you agree with her that she has to do that? I'm wondering whether you also do something like that. You post things that are not really happening in reality, but you just want to get some attention.
Well, I believe it's good to be real. If you have been at a certain place and you post it, well, it makes sense. But if you've not been there, I don't know why you should do that. You know, we are in a world of decadence where maybe someone will post something, stand in front of somebody's house, claiming someone else's property, which I believe is not the right thing. So it's just good to be real, be yourself.
Audrey,
is it something that really has happened to you before, that you post something that really, no, this is not what is happening now?
No, personally, I haven't done that. And I heard actually that people go to probably a nice restaurant and they take couple dresses with them, go to the washroom, change, and take a lot of pictures at that restaurant. So it looks like they go there a lot. And when I heard that, I was very shocked because it's not something I would think about doing at all. I feel like I'm very real on social media to my followers and my friends.
What about the issue of self-esteem? Do you have any relationship between your self-esteem and what you post on social media and the reactions you get?
If someone is saying something negative, I will just block you and go about my day. It doesn't affect me. You are not real. You're on the internet. But I see how it can affect other people who struggle with self-esteem issues. I understand if someone already is probably not that confident, probably struggling with their self-esteem already, and somebody is saying something negative or mean to them, it can really affect them. So I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah, you see, she was saying that someone's struggling and maybe that would be the best way to improve that person's self-esteem. Yes, but I believe at that point, it's just maybe improving their esteem virtually. And that doesn't, virtual doesn't mean it's real. You understand? So I don't think it will really improve the person's self-esteem, but rather it will just, virtual will start somewhere and will end somewhere, but reality is reality.
So you talk about virtual boosting of self-esteem. So you appreciate the fact that there's nothing wrong when people really want to get that appreciation, whether it's virtually or otherwise.
Well, it's subjective. It will depend on the individual. But for me, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Virtual confidence is not real. Ha! What do you think of that? Is it possible to translate the confidence one gets from social media through likes and comments into real life? Studies have shown that social media affects not only the self-esteem of users, but also their mental health. And this happens because of something called upward social comparison. It sounds technical, yeah, but it's basically comparing ourselves with a highlight reel of other people's lives. As you've just heard, people on social media are mostly posting the high life, the fast life, the flashy life. And it's easy to think that you are left behind when you see your peers crisscrossing the continent on sponsored trips, for example, and you're there struggling with the traffic in your city. But what do the young people in Kenya think about this? Andrew Wasike went to a single sex school. Do you remember the other day we had a debate about that? In case you don't, check out that episode. It was a fire from Cameroon and Uganda. Now, Andrew went to such a school. Andrew, karibu sana on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Wanjiku. Always a pleasure to contribute to the 77% show. Here at the Nairobi Women's Hospital College, I have some young ladies who have been responding with mixed reactions to this week's show. Take a listen.
I don't really think social media can boost self-esteem among the youth. Social media is really evil. It drives envy and depression. It enables cyberbullying and it spreads thought of suicides.
Social media can destroy someone's self-esteem, especially the young generation, to a point someone can even commit suicide. I believe social media is not a good place for the young people.
Well, as a youth, I strongly believe that social media can significantly boost our self-esteem if utilized correctly.
Social media has been nice in terms of boosting careers, and some people have built their careers from scratch through social media.
Some interesting perspectives there. Indeed, when you look at it that way, then it can boost the confidence that already exists. Thank you so much, Andrew, for highlighting those voices.
You are most welcome, Wanjiku. From Nairobi, I bid you bye. But for our listeners, the show continues. Enjoy the rest of the show.
That is correct. The show goes on. There is still a lot more to come.
Tell us what you think.
Now, moving quickly to what you're saying on Facebook. Ozondu Esionye says using social media to promote yourself, claiming that you live a celebrity life when you actually don't, is just not my way. However, totally revealing what my true lifestyle and everything about me, food, anger, joy, confusion, all on social media is also not my thing. I try as best as possible to have a good digital footprint. Eish, Ozondu. Such a good example of balancing what you post on social media. Thank you so much for that comment. I also see one here from Gift Nanganga who says, the problem is that everyone wants to suit the environment. They don't want to be mocked, laughed at, or even bullied if they reveal their true identity. They forget that you can't pretend and be happy. Yes, Gift. Remember, you too can join the conversation on our Facebook page, DW Africa.
The 77%. Join the debate. Yeah.
Now back to Isaac Kalechi in Accra. Isaac, take it away.
Let's talk about why do you think many young people are living fake lives on social media?
I don't know their reasons, to be honest, but probably they are not happy with their lives, so they make up this whole new life in their head and come and put it on social media for interactions and positive comments, probably.
Okay. So she mentioned the issue of people want interaction, they want acceptance, they want to feel good. It means that there are a lot of young people who have low self-esteem.
Yes, from that perspective, but I think that it's like they are not content, so they want something to make them happy. You understand? They are not content with what they have. Because if you are really contented with what you have, you wouldn't bother yourself doing some things.
Okay, Abigail, and is it an issue of peer pressure? Or why do you think people get into that or fall victim to that?
Social media is giving people too much pressure. People are dying, like, dying of pressure because of social media. Because they come online, they see this, you just get to your timeline or your feed, and then the first thing you see is a friend you've seen for long, and then the person is having an iPhone, and then the person is driving a car. You feel like, Charlie, you are way, way behind or something. So you also want to put up and then meet up with the person.
So how do you deal with such pressures like the one that Abigail is talking about? For you, how should young people be dealing with this pressure?
It is normal to feel pressured by other people, but they could probably find better ways of going about it than to come and get a whole fake life on social media. They could talk to someone.
What do you think really is getting young people to want to be accepted virtually, like you have mentioned several times? They've seen some of these things happening in Europe and America, where people really are living double lives. Beyond the peer pressure, what do you think is getting young people to really just want to be loved on social media?
It's really lack of contentment and the peer pressure thing. That is basically it. There's nothing more, nothing less. So for me, the best point is you should have a focus, you understand, as a human being. You should have a focus. You should know what you want. You should have a goal. When you have a personal goal and you have a focus, you will not be looking at others for direction so that you are not being influenced. So the best thing is to be focused, be disciplined, and have a goal. And you just go and get it.
Let's talk now about whether we can really get the best out of social media as well. Of course, we've spoken about how some people live double lives and how it's putting pressure on people. But beyond that, is there something good about social media that could also help people?
I've met a lot of people through social media that have got a lot of opportunities, from friendship and other opportunities. So social media is very helpful in every way.
Yeah! Yes, I agree. Social media can be helpful when you know what to look for and where. And speaking of social media, I am now looking at your comments. Rash Rashid from Kampala, Uganda says, your posts on social media shows what is inside your mind at that particular time and situation. Thank you so much for sharing with us here at the 77%, you know, the show that gives us all a chance to contribute to the debate. Now, Isaac is ready to bring this debate home. Let's take a listen.
In terms of making you feel good, is social media something that can help people in that way?
Yeah, I mean, the content. There are so many stuff. There are games on social media. There are groups on social media that can help you, you know, like when you are down, you can fall back on them and then you get some kind of fun from. So aside the connections, the people you meet, and the information, I think there's some fun bit part of it in there.
So I'm going to ask all of you one question. Have you at any time in your life felt so down and then you've gotten to social media and it has lifted you up? Or have you at one point in life been on social media where you were happy, but once you got on social media, the things you saw, the reactions you actually read about brought you down and you felt so bad? I don't know. Let me start with Abigail.
Yeah. Personally, I think there's been several times I'm down and then I go on social media, I read people's posts. Actually, my timeline is full of, comedians. I intentionally got them on. So I try to get some fun bit part of from them. And then there's been times where you are happy, you get on social media, you see news of someone dying or something happening to someone, like a disaster somewhere, you just see it and then it turns you down. So all these both instances.
And you read something, someone reacts to something you posted on social media, has that affected you emotionally in any way sometime past?
The fact that I can't remember means nothing like that has affected me to a great extent because nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, you know, sometimes anything can happen at any time. You can watch someone's status and there's a bad news. You can watch someone's status and there's a motivation. So it depends on your state of being at that point in time.
Then our final question that we want to have a chat over is about building a very good or healthy self-esteem.
Try more to interact with people. Try more to talk to people physically than technologically so that you know how to relate with people.
I feel people should focus on themselves more and not always compare themselves to other people, because if you're always looking at this person's personal achievements or this person's beauty or this person's financial status, you will not feel content. So just focus on yourself and don't look at other people, because that will just make you feel down about yourself.
Be open. Otherwise, you'll be depressed. If you're not open to people and then you would also want to be in your small corner. I think self-esteem, you feel okay. I have very little self-esteem. But then if you're open to all, you attend events, you are everywhere. It's not like you'd be noisy, but then you are sociable and all. I think you wouldn't have a problem with self-esteem.
Well, that'll be all from Accra, Ghana, the 77% debate. I had Abigail Abbey, Audrey Boatin, and Michael Collins for this debate. I am Isaac Kanleji, and I want to hand you over back to Wanjiku, who is in the studios in Bonn.
Kepler 45 2B.
Thank you so much, Isaac, and your lovely guests for sharing your perspectives on this week's topic. After that discussion, do you think that social media can boost a person's self-esteem? I would love to hear from you, so leave a comment on the DW Africa Facebook page. I see you, Tifa Musonda, who says, some people think posting their fake life on social media will make them feel popular, wanted, and important to society. What do you think about that? And if you think you have what it takes to be a part of these debates, please write us an email at the77%@dw.com. Now we are at the end of yet another exciting show. On behalf of our correspondents, Isaac Kalechi, Andrew Wasike, and the technical team, Eliane Giaducci, I, Wanjiku Mwaura, thank you for listening and for your comments. Do catch up with the show next week, same place, same time. Enjoy this musical gem by Koffi Olomide titled Selfie. Have a wonderful time, and when possible, do keep taking those selfies and remember to keep social distance, okay? Goodbye for now.